So I'm here with Davo after a 3-0 home defeat in the league to Uxbridge. Davo, I'm not too sure where to start, really. Obviously, an excellent performance on Saturday. You would have been hoping to have backed that up with another excellent performance tonight, and it was, dare I say, completely the opposite tonight.
Yeah, back down to earth with a bump on it. It was, you know, as people talking about us going on a few games, hopefully unbeaten at the start of the season. And that wasn't to discredit what we thought Uxbridge would be like, because I knew they'd be competitive and be half decent. But you know, we didn't turn up at all. First 10 minutes, we come out the traps absolutely flying. You know, it could have very easily been two up, I would have said, after 10 minutes. And then didn't get the goal and sort of like felt, I thought that we played with a tempo that we thought, oh no, this game's going to be easy. We won the other day, they lost, we're flying, they don't look like they're going to get near us. And we can't afford to do that. We've got to be right at it from minute one to minute 95 or whatever the ref adds on. And that's the lesson that hopefully the lads have learnt today. For 10 minutes, brilliant. Can we get the goal? Yes, no. If we don't get the goal, then we've got to be good enough to go, right, OK, let's go again. Let's have a second wind and a second sort of phase of attacks. And we just didn't do it. And then a really poor goal for free kick for them, give them a lift. And yeah, you know, that's probably the problem. We didn't yet again didn't take our, you know, turn our possession and chances and efforts into goals, and something silly gives them a lift and go from there. 1-0 down at half time.
And the first half was disappointing, obviously, barring that 10 minutes of opening play. You didn't really look like doing anything else in that first half, and as the game went, you sort of got penned in. And they ended up being much the better side in the first half, and they probably took that into the second half as well.
Yeah, they did. I mean, there wasn't a good performance really out there, with the exception of Dan Williamson, who I didn't think had a great game on the ball, but his effort up and down the right hand side was outstanding. I thought wasn't matched by very many others, and some had really poor games, others had pretty average games. And as I said, one had a pretty decent game, so that isn't enough to win a game of football in Southern League. It's a uncompromising level of football, and you know, we found that out today.
And even in the second half, even at 1-0, there was a big chance at 1-0 where I think a throw-in was changed by the ref to your throw-in, and Taylor finds himself through on goal. Maybe if he squares it, and that's 1-1, but he chooses to strike and puts it past the post.
100%, he had to square it, didn't he? If he's not going to square it, he's got to score. Simple as that. You know, we had two probably lads waiting for a tap in, and he's elected to shoot and dragged it wide. We talk about poor errors to give goals away. It's a poor error or poor decision, and we should have been 1-1, and then it's a different game. But you know, it's not just about that one thing. You know, there was two or three things that cost us either a goal or what have you. So and just generally the performance was poor. So yeah, but you know, he'll learn from that. He's a good player, Taylor. I like him a lot, but we should have made more of that chance for sure.
And you must be disappointed with the way that you fell apart, so to speak. Unlike Fleet teams over the recent months that I've seen, where you go 1-0 and then suddenly 2 and 3, and in the second half it looked like it could be 2-3, maybe even 4.
Yeah, it was like a Fleet of old, wasn't it? It was, you know, it just absolutely fell apart, and I'm very disappointed. I know we were without our sort of talisman, Chalky, today. He's a big, big loss for us. Changed the whole complexion of the way that we played, which hurt us more than, you know, more than one player should, but it really did hurt us. Still without Rob Carr, you know, that's hurting us. We do need him back soon. And that's two big players for us, but that's not going to make massive excuses. It's what it is. We can't, you know, we can't odds it. They weren't with us, and you know, it did affect us. But yeah, it was just disappointing the way that we fell apart, and to lose 3-0. And like you said, it could have been another after that. Although we had one or two chances, Rossi had one cleared off the line. It's a bad night, and I'm very disappointed with the performance. I'm gutted with the way it went, and I said not to build on it, but. Yeah, 3 points from 2 games is not the end of the world, I suppose.
And without being rude or disrespectful to Uxbridge, obviously they are a typical Southern League side, which probably 12 to sort of 15 teams in this league will be. How concerned are you that obviously performances against the better sides you seem to be able to cope with, and yet the bulk standard teams in the league you seem to struggle with?
Yeah, I am concerned about that. I mean, we did a bit of analysis on it, that our games against sort of middle of the table sides last year, our points per game ratio was really poor. The lower teams, you know, the teams that most teams were beating, yeah, we were fine. We were rolling them over. The top teams, our points ratio was probably as good, if not better, than any of the other teams around us. And yeah, the sort of mid-range teams, we struggled with. And I think I was talking to the manager before. A lot of the teams this season are going to be of a similar standard. There's not going to be a massive amount of runaway teams in the league, and we're going to need to be, you know, we're going to need to find a way of beating teams, you know, like the likes of Uxbridge, really.
And obviously, attention's turned to Saturday. Another home game on Saturday, and you'll obviously be looking to bounce back from tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Histon, we don't know what to make of them, really. We'll have had them watched tonight, so we'll know a bit about them then. I don't know how they got on tonight. They lost Saturday. But, yeah, it'll be a tough game, I'm sure. They got relegated last year, so they've probably got players from, yeah, with Southern Premier experience. So it's going to be tough, but I don't really care who it is we're playing. We just got to play better than we played tonight. You know, tonight was a dreadful performance, with the exception of the first 10 minutes. And yeah, we got to bounce back. You know, I want to say though, you know, credit to Uxbridge. They're a good club at the Southern League level. They've been established for a long time. I like their manager Tony. He's a nice guy. He's been there a long time, and does a really good job there. You know that. They're the sort of, I said to the lads before, you know, some teams have got players that play for, you know, for the money, so to speak, and there's some that play for their manager. And I think that, by and large, our lads do play for me, you know, through thick and thin. They stick with me, and I think Tony's got some players that does the same for them, you know. And I knew that they would battle and scrap, and you know, scrap, not physically scrap, but you know, their effort will always be there for them, and they showed that today. It wasn't quality that beat us, a little bit of heart and desire from them, a little bit of quality. They've got some, like Woods, who came on, he's a good player. Carter in midfield, you know, up front, in the hole, he's a good player. But it wasn't real quality, it was effort and graft that beat us tonight, and that's what's most disappointing, because, you know, I do moan about budgets and money, and we haven't got it, so we should be able to deal with teams that can scrap and fight, and we didn't today, and that's what's hurting me most tonight, to be honest.
Well, lucky on tonight. I wish you all the best for Saturday going into that home game.
Cheers, mate.
Thanks.